let's give the Lord a hand clap. Would you do that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Would you lift up your hands again? Hallelujah. If you have hands, just go ahead and lift them in Jesus. Hallelujah. All my life, He has been faithful. Go ahead. All my life, He has been so, so good. Every breath that I am able,
I will see
of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When we praise the Lord, amen, there's something purposeful being accomplished. Amen. You draw nigh unto God, He draws nigh unto you. Amen. Thank God that there's a place that you come. Amen. And this is a structure, amen, that kind of helps us. We come here, we do it together. Amen. Amen. We do it together. Amen. So that we can do it when we are apart.
Right. Amen.
Because that's what it's meant. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. In Jesus' name. And the presence of God is here. Amen. I'm going to pick on a little bit. Amen. That's Shirley to the right of, to the left of Maritza. But she's there, and Alan have come. Thank you, sir, for coming. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give our guests a hand clap. Would you do that? Jesus. Amen. Now, Shirley told me, and she says, it's been so long since I've been in church, she's sitting back crying, and the music hadn't started. And I noticed her hands are just kind of waving. Nobody told her to wave her hands. Amen. But her hands are waving. It's like this, a baby always knows where the milk comes from, don't they? Oh, praise the Lord. You know, you don't have any proud babies. Praise the Lord. Amen. Babies always know where the milk comes from. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And if they don't, when they get hungry, hallelujah. Give me a little funeral music. Yeah. I need a little funeral music. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so then, amen, the reason I'm bringing that out is because worship is God's love language. There was a time when this book didn't exist as a book. Abraham didn't have a Bible. He didn't. So thank God we have a Bible. But the tragedy is we can have a Bible and be worse off than Abraham was when this is the manual for life. So what I'm saying is that, amen, it's just kind of natural without even knowing it, amen, to reach out to God and to sense God when we're in His presence. So let's practice. Let's lift up our hands all the way. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, you lift up higher than that when you get the tuna fish out of the cabinet. Come on, just begin to tell Him that you love Him in the name of Jesus. I worship You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Now, if you take that home and every day and on your car and in your job and in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, right now, the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your peace that's here. We thank you for the right mind that's here. We thank you for hope that's here. Thank you for the healing that's here. Thank you, Lord, that when we're gathered together, it's magnified. Oh, praise the Lord. It's magnified. It's concentrated. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing tonight. Thank you for the Holy Ghost tonight. Thank you for stirring the waters of baptism tonight. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So why does God love us back? Amen. Amen. It's because I was talking to Alan. Alan came last night, praise the Lord, and explained that every one of us, you don't see the next person. So we do a lot of greeting. We'll hug you here. We'll, if we can do that legally, and amen, we'll shake your hand and all the other things we'll do. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, you don't see Felix and I don't see Alan. Praise the Lord. You only see my house. What you are right now is going to live eternally. You're a spirit. God's a spirit. You can't see him. It's sort of like Japan. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist just because you can't see it, right? Oh, praise the Lord. So the truth of the matter is, the most important thing you have is not your, amen, 4,000 square feet, your Porsche. Amen. It's not even your tie or your three-piece suit. The most important thing you have, you can't see, but you know it's there. Oh, praise the Lord. Anybody ever been sitting at the light and then you looked over and somebody was looking right at you? Why did you do that? It's because your spirit goes beyond your body. You're made that way. Your body has a semblance of what your spirit looks like. That's why a rich man can die and go to hell and have a tongue. Because your spirit, when God sees it, he sees you as you really are. And your body takes on the semblance when you're born of what you are, spiritually speaking. So why are you saying that, Brother Crowder? This world is about distraction. Everything in this world is about distraction. Why do you say that? Because the most important decision, everything that you and I do impacts your last breath. That's not being negative. That's being very positive. Because, see, I'm 70 years old, and I'm at the first ledge of where the Bible says, amen, that you should have 70 years, and if by strength, 80 years. Amen. So I've made it over the 70 mark. But the most important thing that we have, and the most important decisions that you make, amen, will impact the time when you can't make decisions. Because when you breathe your last breath, young man, amen, you have no more decisions to make. And that will last forever. And it's hard for us to fathom not being able to change something. We can hit a mouse. We can change location, get frustrated, get out in the car and drive it off. Not then. And that's why what's these good times, amen, we have together are important, because every person in here has a soul. Now, I've got two subjects going to be preaching, so, amen, get ready to get out of here at 1 o'clock. Our guests, don't let that scare you. Amen. The gravity of the gospel and the necessity of baptism. Oh, praise the Lord. Gravity is not a force force that attracts a body towards the center of the earth or towards any other physical body having mass. Now, how many are glad for gravity? I can tell you're not so happy about gravity if somehow gravity helped you break your hip when you fell. But we've got a lot of reasons to be happy about gravity, because that's why you're not having to butter your toast by getting up on a ladder and grabbing your toast from the ceiling. Right? Praise the Lord. If there was no gravity, amen, we'd be all uncomfortable particularly the ladies, because you'd be floating on the ceiling. Everybody be looking up. Gravity applies to more than just mass and pounds. More than just your scale. Amen. How many ever talked to somebody and you knew that in your inner self, in your perhaps ruder self, that you're having to beat back secretly? You're saying, man, these words are lighter than feathers. Or you ever talk to somebody and say, man, what a fool. Now, you don't want to think that way, but sometimes we live in such, amen, we live in such a generation. Education doesn't make you smarter, not necessarily. Amen. So what are you saying, Brother Crowder? There's so many things that have no eternal value. Amen. But there's some things that always have eternal value. And so when we look at the Bible, this is not just another piece of lettuce on a different smorgasbord at Ruby Tuesdays. This is God's word. It's God's opinion. Oh, praise the Lord. In God's words, amen, Psalm 139 verse 17 says, how precious also are your thoughts to me. Now, David was a king. He wasn't a janitor. He was the, don't get mad at me, he was the President Trump of the day. Amen. How vast is the sum of them. So to David, he realized, at one point he said, amen, he says, you have subdued the kingdom under me. He realized, I just got a title. But the reason why I can lead these people is because God put them under me. Amen. So in Jesus' name, so I'm saying the same thing applies to God's word. Hallelujah. It's not a paperweight for your end table. Amen. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why did he say that? He wasn't talking to a new convert. He was talking to the preacher of seven churches. Amen. Because this word is life. Oh, praise the Lord. And what we're going to talk about has eternal value, because without his word, there's a whole lot of liturgies that won't get you anywhere. It just adds to the confusion. But there's a whole, his word is life, and life more abundantly. So lift up your hands one more time. I thank you for standing so long in the name of Jesus. I praise you, Lord God, and open my heart to you. I praise you, Lord God. I open my mind to you, God, to receive, oh God, of your word. And we thank you, Lord. Would you clap your hands in Jesus' name? You can be seated in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So in Jesus' name, God's word can anchor you. Amen. Luke 11:28. Amen. Let's see what the Lord says. He says, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. And keep it. Somebody say keep it. Now I'm going to read it out of the CEV. They're going to put up Proverbs 19 verse 16. It's going to be in the King James most likely. Amen. Obey the Lord's teaching and you will live. Amen. Obey and you disobey and you will die. Luke 8 verse 18. This is in the NLT. You'll read it in the King James. So pay attention to how you hear. Amen. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. Hallelujah. See the dynamic there? Amen. How you hear determines in real time what you get. He says, but for those that are not listening, even what they think they understand will be taken away from them. Now, the good thing about the one God, when you are in a one God church, not in a three God church, not in a thousand God church. In fact, church, amen, church is really not negotiable as it appears as 236 plus churches in America, but that's not negotiable. It's not about the building. It's about the body of knowledge that's taught. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And that body must be congruent with this. And I'm going to show you a little shocking example. Amen. Tonight, praise the Lord, that we're going to have baptisms tonight. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here already. How many can sense the Holy Ghost? In Jesus' name. And so to be more specific, amen, God gives us teachings because these teachings are the pathway to heaven. When you really understand what life is about, oh, praise the Lord, you're not, amen, a plumber who is a Christian. You are a Christian who is a plumber. And Christian is not according to cultural Christianity, of which there are many types of Ruby Tuesday choices. That's why it's important to buy the truth and sell it not. Because the most important position that anybody has in this place is the part of you and me that we cannot see. Amen. When I talked to the clerk today, amen, again, I said, amen, do you believe in heaven? He says, well, yeah, I think so. Do you believe in hell? Yeah, I think so. And I explained the principle about, amen, that you are our body. I'm just talking to your house. And the most important, amen, you won't find this in school. And even, amen, the religious world doesn't even talk about it. And sometimes, amen, just the course of action, the course of life that pushes you along. But you've got to consciously think about it, because at one time you will think about it. But there will be no going back. Oh, praise the Lord. And so in that interest, we're going to pick out a certain section of this and focus on it. Amen. It won't take till 1 o'clock. Praise the Lord. But in the name of Jesus, I'm thankful that how we can go from 0 to 60, because my sheep hear my voice. That's the most important thing in your life. Amen. This is his Logos voice, but it's only as, amen, God will never, this is the guardrails to know whether you're off or you're in. But this is not the end all. This is the word of God by which the gospel is preached. So there's a wider body that, amen, is given to us by something called the Rhema of God. That's where God personalizes to you and directs your steps. Now, if you don't know his voice, you can know this like, amen, Noah Webster was a American statesman who had this thing memorized, but he knew nothing of the basic gospel. And that's a sad thing, to be so close and yet so far. Now, this sounds in this generation to be tough and mean, but it's not that. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to tell you, amen, when you look at this Bible, this my 25-pound Bible fools you. Amen. Don't laugh at me. Amen. Some of you got 25-pound Bibles too. Oh, praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, this is exactly why your 25-pound Bible, you need to use this when you're talking to people sometime. Now, from here to here, amen, just like that door, I can come into this building through the wall, through the ceiling, through those stained glass things, but I can do that, but amen, 911 may get me. Some of you, I haven't noticed any abnormal bulges in here because I'm in Connecticut. I'm not in Texas. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Praise the Lord. Amen. You walk in my church, man, it's bulges all over. You'll be like Swiss cheese. You try to steal the offering. Amen. But what I'm saying is this. When we carry the Bible itself, are you listening to me? Now, see this, Alan. This Bible here will fool you. Just because you know Psalm 23, you can know it and still be lost. This is the reason I brought up about the entrance. There's double doors there. But in the kingdom, there's only one door. Jesus is that door. But to carry it out, amen, you walk through two doors, amen, just like your child walks through, has two doors when they're born. This is the book of Acts. Every person in this room, every person that you know or don't know, every person that's been born, see how thin this is? Amen. So if you're unfamiliar with this passage here, then that's like trying to come in through the wall. That's like coming in through. Amen. Think about it. Amen. Now, I'm talking real stuff here because their eyes glazing over when I talk about this. This is what every person needs and all they need. And you don't have to have 160 IQ to get it. But you do have to read it. And then this gives how to enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. This gives support as to why this is here. Amen. But it's this that is the door. If you're unintelligent about this being the door, amen, and you're serious about your soul, you've got to get intelligent about this like right now. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, amen. Why would you do this? Now, from here to here is, amen, this is not about your initial entrance into the kingdom of God. This is about how to live for God, how to carry out living for God once you have entered here. Now, listen to what I'm about to say. You listen to most Christian radio stations, most Christian books, most Christian pulpits, and even some of ours. Amen. You will not hear, amen, anything about this right here. You'll hear a lot about here and some over on the other side. But, amen, either I'm lying to you or I'm telling you the truth and you have it within your reach. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all getting mighty quiet now. Amen. Now, the thing is that, so we're going to be more specific. So what does it talk about here? Amen. Jesus said it very clearly while he was here. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, the cultural stuff has messed it up, amen, because it didn't look into how they carried it out here. Okay? So, in Jesus' name. So, every creature, amen. Okay, so let me move a little further. What he was speaking to was Nicodemus, who was not only a religious leader, but he was a political leader in the Jewish Sanhedrin, which was their Congress. He came to Jesus by night. Jesus told him he had to be born again. He said, how can a man enter into his mother's womb and be born? He said, then Jesus described it to him. Much like, amen, natural birth. Amen. Every time you have a child, amen, when you decide you don't want children, you don't like children, amen, even for people like that, amen, he put it in your body, amen, a parable about the kingdom of God and how it works. Except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter to the kingdom of God. Oh, praise the Lord. So there's water and there's spirit in Jesus' name. Now, he gave us more detail along the way, but there again, you've got to get to this section and find out what they did and how they understood it. We have a very arrogant, amen, generation that presumes to know more about the apostles who sat at his feet. Amen. Amen. And so, but the Bible tells us when you get to the end here, it gives us their names and it says they are on the foundations of the holy city. Can somebody say, we know that the apostles made it. Amen. By the way, just a little commercial. Amen. Acts 42 describes what kind of church this is. In fact, that's the only kind of church that's going to get into heaven. That is an apostolic church. Why? Because they taught the apostles' doctrine. Oh, praise the Lord. Y'all got mighty quiet on that. Now, the reason I'm saying that is this. Oh, praise the Lord. Tell me what I've got to do. Oh, hallelujah. Tell me what I've got to do. So, amen. Jesus made a statement. He said unto them, this is Mark 16, verse 15. Can you put that up, sir? Amen. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Everybody say every creature. Hallelujah. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now notice that Jesus said every creature should hear this message. If your mama has thrown you out, if some spouse have said, I do, and then they said, I'm done, God, amen, wants the gospel preached to you. Because God wants every man and woman and child to be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus says every creature should hear this message. Why? Because it applies to every creature. You cannot build a bypass around the word of God. Bypasses around cities teach us that we can get around the traffic. And we can't get around the traffic. We got to go right through it. Amen. And he said, every creature, why? Because it applies to Felix. Praise the Lord. There again, amen. And so, and then he says, do it because if you don't get baptized, that's the same as not believing in Jesus. Now, the religious smorgasbord has confused it more, even King James, because, amen, the word baptized is a homogenous kind of woolly, spooky kind of word, when they could have said submerge. Praise the Lord. They could have said what the word really means, to really dip or to put under. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, that's very important. It may not mean much to everybody here. You have that already settled. But there's a whole world that has been magnified over the media over the last week or two, amen, that doesn't know that. Oh, praise the Lord. And the support comes from all kinds of, smorgasbord stuff, amen, that doesn't fit within those that little few pages. Now, again, there again, everybody ought to be taught. Let's look at Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. All nations. That means Iran. That means Iraq. That means across the street. That means around the corner. Oh, praise the Lord. All nations. Somebody say all nations. We've got several nations that are represented here. Oh, praise the Lord. No, I'm not from Outer Mongolia. But amen. Amen. We got several nations that are represented here. He says, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, amen, always, even until the end of the world. Now, amen. Now, so water and spirit is the only way to enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah. It's the only way. And then in John 3:6, he says, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Would you say that out of your mouth? Amen. Ye must be born again. Come on, say it a little louder. Ye must be born again. Most people don't get advance notice. They don't get advance notice. On occasion, somebody, man, the doctor says you got so much to live. Well, that's not his right to say. He didn't make a cell. He didn't make a synapse. I mean, he didn't make nothing. Praise the Lord. But they say those kinds of things. Sometimes people are, they feel so bad, they feel like something's about to happen to me. But, amen, read the newspaper. A lot of people went out into eternity today because it was set in their mind years down the road. So, he said, you must be born again. When Jesus repeats something twice, just because of the culture that we're in, you have to force yourself, amen, to think outside of the culture, because the world lieth in the wickedness. This world is lost. There are good things that you can go to a good restaurant and all that kind of thing. There are good things in this world, but you are taught to be in the world, but not of the world. It'll fool you. Now, baptism, amen, baptism. So we know that Jesus says we must be baptized, and this is the reason why. Now I'm going to take you to something that you never hear. If you've heard it before, I want you to raise your hands. I want to know if you have heard it before. But I had never heard it before until I had discovered it. Amen. Not that I'm some big kahuna or something. But in Jesus' name, this just solidified so many things for me. Amen. Leviticus, the 14th chapter. Leviticus 14. Praise the Lord. Leviticus 14, starting with verse 1. Amen. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this is the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. Now, before I go any further, amen, we understand by what the word of the Lord tells us, amen, that the Old Testament is the schoolmaster for those things in the new. Aren't you glad that you don't have to bring bullocks, amen, and turtle doves and all those things that take hours and hours and hours to have your sin only rolled out for a year? Amen. We do the same thing spiritually, but by the blood of Jesus Christ, right? Amen. And so then this is an example of the born-again experience, particularly baptism. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look and behold and see if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper. Now, leprosy is a type of sin. So here we got a sinner. The priest is coming to look, amen, to see whether or not he's healed of his sin. Amen. Then the priest command for him that is to be, would you say it with me, cleansed? Cleansed two birds alive. Two birds alive and clean. And cedarwood. And scarlet. And hyssop. And the priest, I've got to ask you a question here in a second. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. Does anybody have? Okay. Amen. So as for the living bird, someone say the living bird. Can anybody tell me who the living bird is? Would you say? Okay. Okay, I heard two voices. Okay. Don't know. I don't talk to shoulders. Okay. Now, follow the analogy here. Because when you understand this, you'll be begging for this baptism tank. You should be. See, the thing is, he should take two birds. He's going to kill the one bird over the water. The living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, I'm going to help you a little bit. You look at your neighbor and say, I'm the bird that's alive. God, heal all that lockjaw in this building. Amen. Say it. I'm the bird that's alive. Oh, praise the Lord. Anybody know who the dead bird is? Thank you. Praise the Lord. Now, the purifying water is made, by the blood, amen, added to it. Hallelujah. The cleansing by sacrifice. Amen. The sevenfold sprinkling Amen. You got the cedar, which is the symbol of incorruptibility. Amen. That's the nature of cedar wood. The scarlet, amen, is symbolic of the blood. And the life is in the blood. Amen. And the hyssop is like your Clorox of the day. It's a cleansing agent. Oh, praise the Lord. So in Jesus' name, you can think about this. So then he said, he takes the living bird, I love this, and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water, and he shall sprinkle upon him, that's the man, that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times. And shall pronounce, come on, say it with me, come on. No ebonics allowed. Come on, use your lips. Amen. Shall pronounce him clean. Woo! Clap your hands unto the Lord. But it doesn't stop there. And let the living bird loose. Loose! Can't somebody dance over that? Come on. Loose! Come on, somebody. This ain't about pretending. Oh, praise the Lord. If there wasn't an organ, if there wasn't a piano, you ought to know how to praise the Lord. This is why the dope addict can stop being doped by his dope. This is how you can get out of the pornography and the porno and the attitude problem. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. The free bird. The active word bird. I don't have to go back to my cage. Look at your neighbor and say, get out of your cage. No. Some of y'all are not saying nothing. Amen. I'm a mobile microphone. I don't mind putting it in your mouth. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Stop acting like you're in a cage. Oh, praise the Lord. You can love God as much as what you want. Hallelujah. You can get as close as what you want. When this man had leprosy, and you, that's his starting point, and now he's got the open field, he's not thinking about some Amy Vanderbilt etiquette course with his pinky up. Come on, folks, this is an apostolic church. Woo! Okay, Galatians 3:26. Amen. For ye are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now that's what he says. Now remember, now I'm speaking in the part about living for God, not entering into God, because you can learn a whole lot, amen, and understand what you've got. He says, for ye are the children of God. So Paul is making a statement to the people. Amen, you enter into the kingdom, so you're the children of God. But what about that bad dream? You're still children of God. Oh, praise the Lord. And he says, by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You're more than getting wet when you go into the water. You are literally putting on Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, man, y'all not supposed to be hallelujahing on Monday night. Come on, somebody holler in Jesus' name. Woo! Notice the words to the Galatians. He acknowledges that all the Galatians are believers having been baptized into the body. Now, this water is going to be active tonight because honest people hear the word and they act on the word. Not their pride. Well, grandma didn't do it this way. No. Amen. Let's go a little further. Acts 22:16. And now why tarriest thou? Tarry is an old English word, really. The new word would be, why wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Can it be any clearer as to what baptism does? Amen. Look, sprinkling wasn't even in the game. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But he says, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So if you do it backwards, if you've never been baptized or not been baptized in the name of Jesus, then your sins aren't washed away. Now, amen. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent. Amen. By the way, amen. Acts 22:16 was Ananias talking to Paul after Paul, amen, had had his on-the-road experience where he saw, amen, the heavens open up, amen, and he heard the voice of the Lord. Others heard a thunder, but he heard the actual voice. This is 3 days later. He's stomach growling. Amen. He's been fasting. Amen. And he comes to Ananias, and obviously by Ananias' words, who had not baptized him yet. Now, in cultural Christianity, he was already a Christian, but not the biblical Christianity. That's the only type that will open the door of heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. And so he says, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. So he didn't say, hey, man, hey, dude, I don't have no sin. I said, who art thou, Lord? No, baptism is the only way to wash away sin. Amen. Here's another one. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you got any kind of other version other than King James, it's more specific and more detailed, and you just can't miss it. Remission is not talking about cancer. Some people would say removal, and that's exactly right. Amen. Sins are not removed in repentance. They're not removed when you go to the altar, amen, and you shake the preacher's hand. Sins are not removed, amen, when you accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Sins are removed when you're baptized, or else we have to rip these scriptures out. Now, in Jesus' name, this is important because you had to do, you probably have to do like I had to do. You have to shift because everybody goes back to mama and grandpa and where they used to be. But in Jesus' name, God's not obligated to me or nobody else. He is obligated to his word. Oh, praise the Lord. So here it is. Amen. So repent and be baptized. Every one of you, remember, the dead bird's blood is in the water. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the man is cleansed by putting him in the water. Hallelujah. For the and ye shall receive the gift. Amen. Ye shall be baptized and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises unto you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Even with children, amen, they should be encouraged, amen, strenuously, amen, early in the age, because all kinds of crazy stuff is coming nowadays. And with many other words, now we're getting towards his, now he's punching it. He says, amen, and many other words that he testified and exhorts, saying, save yourselves from this untoward, that means confused generation. Now this is how people respond who have honest hearts, who want to go to heaven, who want to do the things to please Jesus. Amen. Wasn't one, wasn't two. But then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day there were added about 3,000 souls. Now remember, They didn't have televisions. They didn't have hell phones. You may wonder, you know, let me be more clear. Listen to me. You are sitting in a place that's got the church decorum. But the truth of the matter is, if you have a renegade that comes in here, amen, that puts their cell phone under the seat, smiling while, amen, the preacher is preaching, they can pick up every kind of pornography signal that they want. They can put up every punk rock. They can hip hop. They can pick up all those signals. So even Paul's day, Peter's day, they didn't have to deal with that. There were no cell towers. There were no broadcast stations. But that's going through your body and literally going through your brain. See, when you're standing in front of the microwave and you put the microwave in, you don't see with the rays. But when you stand right in front of the microwave within 6 inches, 12 inches of that microwave, you're getting cooked. And you do that enough, amen, your brain will be affected. You can look that up. It's a World War II technology of war. Well, praise the Lord. So the real enemy is in the invisible. Oh, praise the Lord. But we're in this generation. Paul's not chosen for here. Peter's not chosen for here. But the doctrine has not changed. But it takes all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength to apply this. There's no place for taking this and putting it in the museum and say, look what God did. Because God is a current God right now. Did you hear that? Right now. Come on, say it louder. Come on. Come on. Don't punk out on me now. Say it. Now. 3,000 people. Amen. Tall ones, short ones, wide ones, skinny ones. Run into the baptismal tank. Not having to be, ooh, please. Your sins are being washed away. Oh, praise the Lord. Say it out loud. Your sins are being washed away. Alan's already made the decision. He's going to get baptized tonight. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The key word, steadfastly. I didn't always believe this. I didn't know that y'all existed. I resisted it to start with, but not very long, because this is the Bible. This is not a commentary. Matthew Henry did not write it. You can't trust every commentary. You can't trust everything that's called the Bible because it's not rooted in the original. This is not original. This is a translation. It's a pretty good one, but it's a translation. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 3:20. They had obeyed, they had disobeyed God when Noah was building the boat, but God had been patient with them. I forgot what translation I took this from. Amen. 8 people went into that boat and were brought safely through the flood. Now what Peter is doing is drawing an analogy between Noah's day and the water and baptism. He said, whose flood waters were like baptism that now saves you. Now, so you need to know these scriptures when you're talking to people because you need to approach it like a Philadelphia lawyer. Now, amen. People have to reason with them 1 + 1 = 2. That's not how people get saved. It's got to be by the Spirit. But there is some reasoning, amen, that has to be done. Baptism doth now save us. But the baptism is more than just washing your body. It means turning to God with a clear conscience because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. So, amen, by this scripture, that very word says connects baptism with salvation that runs roughshod over most of cultural Christianity. Because baptism is only, some call it believer's baptism. Some say baptism is a sign, amen, of only a sign of something on the inner heart. It's not a ceremonial situation at all. Your sins literally get washed away. Amen. So Romans 6:1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us, there it is, we're in the part that's telling us about living for God, and he's given us clues about what we did. Amen. He says, know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were, what kind of tense is that, my English majors? Past tense. Amen. So before that book was ever written, they were baptized into Jesus Christ, baptized into his death. Amen. How do we know that it's burial, that sprinkling was not involved? Isn't that sad to die and been told you're baptized and you've been sprinkled? Amen. And when the Bible says this, therefore we are buried with him by baptism. Now, King James could have used a different word for baptism, but they didn't use a different word for baptism. They could have described it perfectly, where there'd be no controversy. Amen. Not every religious person is honest. They should be honest, but they're not. Amen. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even though also we should walk in newness of life. Here it comes again. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. Before I finish that. Amen. I had good parents. Wonderful parents. My mother and dad were wonderful people. My dad had a couple of college degrees, and that was an accomplishment at that time. Amen. In a part of the world that many, amen, of our culture didn't go that route. But he had a chemistry and a biology degree. Amen. But I just bring that up. You know, they took us to church all the time. So I'm thankful that that taught me that there was a God. I talked to at least three clerks that wasn't sure that there was a God. They're intelligent people, probably degreed people to some degree. And that's sad. That's really sad. Because that adds more to their runway to come to salvation. See, it doesn't end when these lights go off. People are dying all the time. He's a 24/7 God. You need to learn how to get what we do here any time of the day. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Now, so then what happens is, he says, so we're planted in the likeness of his death that we should also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing that our old man is crucified with him that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Oh, praise the Lord. So really, the gospel is only half told. Paul describes the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15 as the death and the burial and the resurrection. But when you begin this, to put it all together, the whole gospel is this. Jesus died and was buried and rose again. Then you and I must die, be buried, and rise again. Lift up your hands right now. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands. Close your eyes right now. Come on. Hushatakata. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Come on, I know it's a little bit of a shock treatment. Go ahead. Reach out to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Come on, aren't you glad you got a Bible? Aren't you glad in the name of Jesus? If you're a history major, aren't you glad you had a history book? Come on, in the name of Jesus. If you're a mathematician, aren't you glad you had a math book to learn out of? Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. But you can have all the math in the world, all the money in the world, and all the men of the ins and outs, but still be lost. Come on, God is in the room right here. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Don't you dare discount what God has given you. Don't you dare discount, amen, that speaking with tongues. Don't you dare get the discount that blood that washed away. You can't see the blood, but it's washed you. It cleansed you. Amen. Come on, somebody, lift up your voice in the name of the Lord. He under kotora basakatai. Come on, wherever you are in this place and you're discouraged, I've called the blood of Jesus Christ against that discouragement in the name of Jesus. I declare that that name that has not depart from you. Thank you for calling me Brother Crowder, but Crowder is my middle name. Jesus is my last name. I got to walk in Jesus, talk in Jesus, think in Jesus, work in Jesus. He under kotora bokatara katara babasatakatasa. He under God's not going to change his mind when you pray. God's going to bring it alive in the name of Jesus. But God's not a rapist. Oh, praise the Lord. He says, whosoever will, let him come. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands. Let your voice out. In the name of Jesus. When you went to the bar, you're the one that drunk the Jack Daniels. You put it to your lips. You put, amen, the whiskey up there. You put the Anheuser Busch up there. Amen. The CEO didn't make you do it. Come on. You did it. Come on. God's in this room right now. Somebody's been healed right now. I say somebody's been healed right now. Would you lift up your hands right now? He under Kotarabaha. Don't dry your tears, Shirley. That's the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus because your ears are going to get healed. I command those ears to be healed by the authority of the name of Jesus. Maritza, take her hands and lift them. Maritza, lift up your hands with her in the name of Jesus Christ. He under come on, children. Hallelujah, God. He under. This is the house of God. If you don't learn it now, amen, you won't know it when you're a teenager. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Open your mouth and praise the Lord. He under katana ba katana mamamaya. In the name of the Lord God, with no forcing it, with no making it. Amen. When there's revelation of his word, amen, his spirit comes in behind that. His spirit begins to reveal it. Hearts are opened. Minds are set free. In the name of Jesus, somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. I said, somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. He's here. Can you stand to your feet in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. Gravity only works when you work it, when you respect it. Oh, praise the Lord. Gravity works, amen. You disrespect it, it's going to hurt you. Oh, praise the Lord. But if you respect it, it will keep you grounded. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the necessity of the gospel. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. It's time for us to learn how to be wild in the Lord. It's time for us to learn how to get up and pray and go out and pray. Oh, praise the Lord when it's convenient and when it's not convenient. Oh, praise the Lord. You'll appreciate it when the C word comes to you and you put the J word on it and God answers prayer. I'm going to tell you, God is in this place right now with the mental disease that's so rampant in this age right now. You have the answer. Dr. Welby doesn't have the answer. You have the answer. Use Dr. Welby while you have to, but only until you're building your faith. Only until you learn to speak to a mountain. Speak to a molehill, or praise the Lord, until you can learn to speak to a mountain. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord right now. Hula bababa shikatara kata. Can you stand to your feet in the name of the Lord God? Come on, let's move towards this altar. I know it's a Monday night, but come on. Come on, let's lift up our hands right now in the name of the Lord. From the back to the side in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, don't go to the sides. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Come on, Alan, I'll save a place for you right here. You already got it going on, amen, Shirley. Come on, get up and amen, walk this way. In the name of the Lord. Come with your hands lifted up in the name of the Lord. Come on, y'all, come on. Let's not come skeptical. Right now, in the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. If the governor was in here, amen, our praise should be more, not less. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Lift up your hands. It's always appropriate to repent in the house of God. I said, it's always. I said, it's always. My God, I feel like a lion. Oh, I said, God is here right now. Come on, somebody. Come on, dude. Get up and come to this altar. Come. You're already overdue. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands, somebody. Reach over to somebody. There are people that need renewed. There are people that need the Holy Ghost. There are people that need the power of God. Come on. Don't let a guest be by themselves. Come on. God is in this room. He go ahead, Shirley. You can get the Holy Ghost, Shirley. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Shirley. Lift up your hands. In the name of Yes, Shirley, in the name of Jesus. Come on, people. Come on. Come on, let's not act like this is brand new to us. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's one thing to be religious. It's another thing to be released. We got to be released to be active in every situation. God didn't make us plastic. God didn't make us religious beings. God didn't just make us for a building. That's a place for convenience. But God made you so you got it alive at the gas pump. You got it alive at the grocery store. You got it alive. Come on. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Why are you afraid of people? Come on. People and man need God. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord, whether you're young or old. Come on, you babies need to be reaching out to God. Some of you will never get to be 20 years old. Oh, praise the Lord. You don't think about that in the name of Jesus Christ, because we're living in the day of the coming of the Lord. There are many in this room will never get to be my age, because you really think that the Lord is going to wait 50 years to come? Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, Lord, lift amen. Lift the unemployment rate. Let the employment rate. Let the unemployment. Come on. Amen. These waters of baptism. In the name of Jesus, Brother Andre. And Brother Andre. Three times. Brother Andre. Get Alan ready. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, lift up your hands, somebody. Hallelujah, God. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord. It's still early. Hallelujah. Like to have your sins washed away? Oh, praise the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. Surely, in the name of the Lord. The preacher didn't have to ask that. Come on. She wants her sins washed away. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on. Me? Really? Are you serious? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Let's worship the Lord.